The following program sponsored by Straight Word Christian Ministries.
Here we go!
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete. Preach the Word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Pastor Dermot E. Lavelle.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for redeeming us from the hand of the enemy, Lord. And Lord, we offer this sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. Lord, we love you today. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for peace today. Thank you for joy, Lord God. Thank you for the healing power of the Holy Spirit, oh God. Lord, we thank you for releasing your anointing of healing, Lord God, to grant healing and deliverance in the lives of your people. Lord, we thank you for healing every form of cancer, stomach cancer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God, I thank you for healing it right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Cancer of the esophagus. God, I thank you for healing that right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for healing every form of arthritis, every form of leukemia in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for a complete and total healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for your healing power being released right now. I thank you, Lord God, for driving out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, for releasing that healing anointing over the body of Christ, over the lives of your people, oh God, that we will begin to walk and to flow in that anointing, that the gifts of healing will be released in the body of Christ, Lord God, that we will be able to stand and minister to your people, Lord God, to set your people free, to set the captives free in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you. Lord God, we thank you for setting people free from those eating disorders. Every eating disorder, Lord, we declare freedom. We declare liberty in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bind that spirit of anxiety. I come against the spirit of anxiety right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We break your power. We break your authority right now. I speak peace over the minds of the people of God. I speak peace in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for sending in the financial blessing, Lord God. Send in the financial blessing for all of these families that are struggling, Lord God. Lord, release the blessing, God. Release the, Lord, let every bill be met. Let every need be met. Let every bill be paid for in full. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God, I thank you for people that are seeking employment, Lord God. I thank you for ordering their steps, Lord God, and leading them to the right job to where they can provide for their families. And Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you for a divine favor in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, I thank you for releasing your angels, Lord God, to push back the forces of darkness over this region, over this area. We thank you for the strong man being bound in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the gospel might go forth with power and authority, that people will be delivered and set free in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for sending a refreshing. God, I thank you for sending a refreshing to those that are ready to give up, to those that don't know. God, send forth a refreshing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for the spiritual breakthrough. I thank you, Lord God, for lifting the spirit of heaviness. I thank you for lifting the spirit of heaven, the spirit of depression and oppression. Lord, I command that to go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. And Lord God, I pray that our hearts will be open to hear and to receive your word with a spirit of meekness in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing to be here with you once again to share the word of God as always. I just say thank you. You know, I thank God for the every time he allows me the opportunity to come on the airwaves to talk about God's word to God's people. I just pray that you're pressing in, you're seeking the face of God. Amen. We're living in some very, very perilous times. We really need to be pressing in and seeking the face of God. We need to be pressing and seeing exactly what God is speaking. What is God saying to us in this hour that we're living in? There's so much turmoil in the world that we're living in today. But because we are living in the very last days, yes, and Jesus Christ is Lord, his return is imminent. We need to be about the Father's business. We need to be an urgency about seeking God's face, getting in the place that God has called us to be as his covenant people, and that we might be a light in the midst of darkness. You know, all you got to do is just turn on the news. It's, you know, when I don't know how many of you actually watch the news, but when you watch the news, you know, there's no good news. You know, you got murder and you got rape, you got the people. I mean, it's just crazy, And you know, but God prophesied, and Jesus said that, you know, these times were going to be coming, that men's hearts were going to begin failing them because of all of the stuff that's coming. And we're seeing everything. There is an increase. You know, there is more events happening across the land. We're seeing more and more a rapid increase of violence and the conflict over in the Middle East. And, you know, that's why the Bible tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We need to understand that there's nothing we can do to stop it, but we can pray, you know, that God's will and God's purpose will be established. We continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem because the Bible commands us to do so, to be praying for our Jewish brothers and sisters, you know, because our Messiah is Jewish, and we need to be praying for our Messianic brothers and sisters as well, that they would have an open door to evangelize their Jewish brethren and sisters, so that they could hear and receive Yeshua as Messiah. Saints, I'm just grateful. I'm just thankful. You know, I'm just trying to get in that place in God, to where God can use me for his glory and for his honor. And I want to see a move of God. I want to see the power of God release. I want to see every believer walking in the fullness and the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to see the church functioning like the church functioned in the book of Acts, but even on a higher level. You know, I believe, you know, we have modified God's word to where, you know, if we take a survey and we do an assessment and we look at the condition of the church here in America, I don't believe that we're seeing the move of God like we should, because, you know, we have modified God's word. We've taken away from God's word. We no longer hold God's word as the standard by which we live our lives, how we order our ministries, our churches, anything like that. We've relied on the traditions of men, which makes the word of God of none effect. And I believe this is why we have so many people in the body of Christ that are bound up, that are still in bondage, that are in captivity, that have not been delivered and set free. I get phone calls, I get emails, and I get letters of people, you know, that are seeking help. And I'm wondering, like, God, what are these pastors preaching and teaching these people? You know, we have a charge to equip the people, to prepare them for ministry. And I believe that has been lost because we've been preached a man-centered gospel instead of a Christ-centered gospel. The whole purpose of preaching the gospel is that we might be able to deliver and to set the captives free. Jesus said in Luke chapter 4, go with me, to the first-time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word, not the typical radio preacher. Give it to you straight, no sugar added. Give you a chapter and verse. And if you struggle with some, just pray about it. Glory to God. And then allow the Spirit of God to reveal it to you, you know. And it's, you know, we got to get back to Bible basics, saints. We got to get back to reading the Word of God. We got to get back to living the Word of God and applying the Word of God to our lives. You know, we've just allowed, you know, I look at things from a spiritual perspective, first and foremost. And when I look and I see and I read the Word of God and I look and I see, does this line up with the Word of God? And if I see that it deviates from God's standard and God's Word, then it begins to make sense to me. Okay, this is why we're not seeing this happening. This is why we're not experiencing this and not experiencing that. You know, because God gave a specific order of instructions how he wanted his house to be established. The same instructions that he gave to Solomon in building the temple. There were certain things that had to be done a certain way. And in order for the presence of God to come in and for the glory of God to be revealed, that the instructions had to be followed. And it had to be done God's way. And I believe because we have modified God's word and God's instructions on how we are to establish his church, you know, to where we're not experiencing the presence and the power of God as never before. When Jesus in Luke chapter 4, glory to God, in verse number 16, it says, you know, we've been going over and over this scripture over and over again. And I'm praying that the Lord wants us to really get it in our spirit, because I believe in the upcoming year that we're going to see those who have yielded to the Spirit of living God, those who are willing and obedient to make themselves available. I believe we're going to see an outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. I mean, you are those that are listening to this radio broadcast. I believe that, you know, as you yield yourself to the Spirit of the living God and you allow God to purge you and to deliver you and to set you free from every stumbling block, every stronghold, everything, anything that is in you, from forgiveness, unforgiveness, bitterness, rage, wrath, whatever it might be, that we allow ourselves to get in a position so God can purge us and then God can fill us with his Holy Spirit and God can begin to use us to make a difference wherever you might be, in your job, in your business. Wherever you might be, God can use you to make a difference, to make an impact in somebody's life, that your testimony and the way that you live your life will cause people to come and to be open to hear and to receive the gospel of salvation, that they might repent, that they might be born again, that they might receive Jesus as Lord. Come on, somebody say amen with me. It says here in verse 16 in Luke chapter 4, it said, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to build a church. He's anointed me to build a mega ministry. He's anointed me to be famous. He's anointed me to be rich. No. To preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind and to set at liberty them that are bruised and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. When we look at that particular passage of scripture, saints, and we got to get this. He said the purpose of the anointing, the purpose of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is that we might preach the gospel to the poor, people who are poor spiritually and financially. And he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. How many people in your circle do you know that are brokenhearted? How many people in your circle, in your family, your work associates, or wherever God has placed you, you see all of these broken people, you see all of these wounded people, you see people who are oppressed and who are depressed and who don't walk in victory. You have people who wear the mask, they have a facade, they say everything is all right, but it's not. How many marriages on the verge of divorce? How many parents, children are walking in rebellion and living lives that are leading to destruction? We need to stop for a minute and take a look around us and see and ask God to open up our eyes, our spiritual eyes, that we might see all of these hurting people that are around us that need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. They need to hear the message of deliverance. They need to hear the message of salvation. They are all around us. And we need to ask God, God, open my eyes that I might see. And God, give me a word that would bring healing. Give me a word that would bring hope. Give me a word that would bring deliverance to this person who is hurting on the inside. The church is full of hurting people. I'm talking about people who have been born again, who have issues that have never been addressed. They join the building, they join a denomination, but they're not walking in liberty. They're not walking in freedom. He said, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Oh, gosh. And to preach deliverance to the captives. What happened to the message of deliverance? We don't even want to talk about it. But the message of deliverance goes with preaching the gospel. It is a part of preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you study in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, when you study in the book of Acts, you see that the ministry of deliverance was a part of preaching the message, the gospel of salvation. The word act salvation means to deliver, to bring safely through. We got people that are bound up by pornography, people that are bound up by homosexuality and lesbianism. We got people that are bound up with gambling addictions, food addictions. We have people that are bound up with alcohol and different types of drug addictions. We have people who have been serial beaters, wife beaters, women beaters. God, there's so many people that are captive, and people go to church or wherever they fellowship and their lives are not changed because the presence and the power of God is not there the way that it should be, the way it would cause them demons to manifest. When Jesus showed up, the devil manifested himself. Why did the devil manifest? Because for the first time, that anointing for deliverance was present. There was somebody on this planet that could go in and could pray and to rebuke the spirit of sickness and disease and infirmity. And recovering of sight to the blind, those that are spiritually blind, those that do not know the truth, because the enemy has lied and the enemy has deceived people, and people have embraced the lies of the enemy. And people are not walking in victory. They're not walking in peace. They're not walking in joy. I'm talking about believers. What about the people that don't know Christ? Yeah, people who don't know him, they turn to alcohol, they turn to drugs, they turn, they have multiple relationships. They turn to all the different forms of paganism and occultic practices. But when God has commissioned the church to be a light in the midst of darkness, God has commissioned us, God has anointed us to be able to stand up and to speak the word of the Lord to those that are hurting. We have been, you know, like I said, we've been preached a man-centered gospel to where it's all, what about me? What about me? To where we've become so self-centered, to where we are truly not fulfilling the great commission of going out and preaching the gospel to the poor, to healing the brokenhearted, and preaching deliverance to the captives, and telling people you can be delivered and you can be set free. We preach the doctrine of tolerance, to where, well, you just like this baby and it's just going to be forever, and, you know, just God loves you. And yes, God loved you. God loved you enough to send his son to die for you on the cross at Calvary. God loved you enough to send his son to allow his blood to be shed for the remissions of your sins, that you could be forgiven. He took 39 lashes on his back, that by his stripes you are healed. You are healed. You can be delivered. You can be set free. We are believers in the body of Christ that are still walking around with generational curses affecting their lives, because they do not understand that they've been redeemed from the curse of the law, that there are things in their family history, their family bloodlines, their generational stuff that needs to be repented of, that has not been confessed. And they look and they wonder, why is all this stuff going on? Why is this happening? Why do we have so many failed marriages? Why do we have financial insufficiency? Why do we have these chronic sicknesses? Why do we have all, you know, we're accident prone. Why are my children like this? And, you know, we just need to stop and take a moment and say, wait a minute, what saith the scripture? What does the word of God say? And once we see what the word of God says, then we can begin to speak the word of the Lord and speak life, and speak life to those that are hurting, speak life to those that are in captivity. I'm just a little stirred up, because I'm looking and as I'm seeing, and when people come to me for counseling and I'm hearing these stories, these heart-wrenching stories, and I'm hearing what's going on in their lives. And many of these people, they've been believers. They've been in the church 20, 25, 30 years, and they have no joy. They have no peace. They're on the verge of hope. Some of them are suicidal. And I'm like, God, how can we reach these people? And he said, you got to speak the truth in love. But you speak with authority and take authority. The enemy has deceived people so long, the poor people have embraced and believed the lie that they no longer walk in truth. And when they hear the gospel truth, they reject the truth of God's word. But we have to be bold, saints, to speak the word of the Lord with power, to speak the word of the Lord with authority, and let people know this is why we are here. We are here to serve the living God. We are here to serve the people, to minister life to the people, to reach out to those that are hurting, to those that don't know God. We are to have the same compassion that Jesus had, that he was moved with compassion. And I believe that's something that we've lost in the body of Christ, because we've gotten so caught up in our programs and our ministries and this, that, and other, to where we don't look at people with compassion anymore. We don't look at people who are hurting anymore. You know, I'm guilty of this myself. You know, I get frustrated because I have a little understanding of how the enemy is moving and working in people's lives. And when you try to help them, I want their deliverance more than they want it. I want to see them free, but they're not willing to let go of what is holding them in bondage, what is holding them in captivity. You have people who will close their ears because they don't want to hear the truth of the gospel. And when you try to tell them there are certain things that you have going on in your life that is causing you to have and suffer this hardship, people do not understand that when you are a believer in the kingdom of God, God will chastise you. You will go, God will whoop you. Ooh, I wish somebody say amen with me out there. Go with me to Revelation chapter 3 and let's see what it says. You listen straight from his word. Glory to God. God is good. Revelation chapter 3, Jesus was going through, and actually this was 60 to 65 years after the ascension, and the Lord was evaluating these churches. And we can see, when you look at these seven churches, you can actually see the condition of some of the churches that we're in today. And when we look at the church of Laodicea in Revelation chapter 3, look what he says here. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 14, he says, unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning and the creation of God. He said, I know thy works, that you're neither cold, you're not hot. So then because you're lukewarm, you're not cold, you're not hot, he said, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. I'm going to vomit you. I'm going to spit you out. This is something that we don't realize, you know, in serving God. You know, when we make a commitment to serve God, it's all or nothing, saints. You got to be all in, all in. And Jesus said, if you're lukewarm, I'm spitting you out. I'd rather you be cold, not doing nothing, than to pretend like you are something. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. And he said, because you say, if I'm rich and I'm increased with goods and I have need of nothing. And he says, don't you know that you're wretched, you're miserable, you're poor, you're blind, and you're naked? He said, I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire that you may be rich, and with white raiment that you may be clothed, and that your shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve that thou mayest see. And look what it says in verse 19. Highlight the saints. He says, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. He says, as many as I love, I will rebuke you, I will chasten you, and hurry up and repent. Once I reveal to you your condition, once I reveal to you what is wrong in your life, he says, be quick about repenting. This is why you're under the chastisement. This is why you're going through some things. Because there's things that are not right in your life. And whatever it might be, you got to be willing to let that go so that you can receive your healing, you can receive your deliverance, you can receive the refreshing, you can receive the revival. And Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. You know, we've been talking about the abiding, to where God is calling us into that relationship, calling us into that place of abiding in him so that he can reveal himself to us. Now, when God comes into our lives, he's going to begin to pinpoint and show us areas of our lives and things in our lives that are offensive to him, things that are hindering us from walking in our deliverance, from walking in our liberty, from walking in our joy, from walking in our peace. And when he shows us those things, we have to be willing to let those things go. We might be able to embrace God's love, embrace his mercy, embrace his grace, and receive our healing, receive our deliverance. Because we serve a God who is a deliverer. God desires to restore all that the enemy has taken from you. We need to get to the place in God to where we humble ourselves and say, Lord, okay, here it is, God. You see my life. Lord, you know what's wrong in my life. God, I'm willing to release it. God, I'm willing to let it go because, God, I desire to have a walk with you. I desire to be in a covenant relationship with you. I desire to have more of your presence in my life than anything else. And I just pray that we get to the place to where we begin to have that hunger and that thirst for God so that when we have that hunger and thirst for God and God comes and knocks on our door, we're willing to open the door, we're willing to let him in, and we're willing to allow him to come in and to be Lord over our lives. We want him as Savior, but not as Lord. He said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? God desires to have a covenant relationship with you. God desires to reveal himself to you. Open up your heart to receive the love of God. Open up your heart to receive all that God has for you, your healing, your deliverance, your financial breakthrough, whatever it might be. God desires to reveal himself to you, saints. But we have to put ourselves in a position that we are yielded vessels. And we have this cry in us, say, Lord, I want to know you. Lord, I need to know you. Lord, I need you in my life. Lord, forgive me for anything that I have going on in my life that is hindering my relationship and my walk with you. Know that Jesus Christ is Lord's return is imminent, saint. Be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. Be praying for the peace of Jerusalem because the Bible commands us to do so. Continue to pray for your pastors. Pray for your leaders. Pray for these politicians and pray that the will of God be done. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will be released upon your life in a greater measure. I love you. Shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Pastor Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, your address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Pastor Dermothy Lavelle next Sunday at 5:30 p.m. right here on 820 AM KGNW.
preceding program sponsored by Straight Word Christian Ministry.